What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society. Come join the fun.
Podcasting live from the deep depths of the Candy Cane Forest, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, and I just can't escape my stalkers, Nick Ramirez, Chewy, and Dogwater Dick. Joining us in the studio this week are the fine, fine folks at Candy Shop. And they're all wearing bags over their heads.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Hi, everybody. Ooh, yes, up, it's Rory? A weird episode. We've got a bunch of secret superheroes in with us. The Candy Shop.
Yeah.
Yeah, and kinda, they're all going by trippy. Assumed names to protect the innocent. And because nobody really wants to know. The peanut gallery does not want to know. Oh, yeah, we've got Bit of Honey, Kit Kat, Pixie Stick, Caramello, and Jujubee. Hi, gang.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Reverend Rory.
How are you all? It's good to see you here. Before we get the show started, I want to give a shout out to my good friend Murdoch over at People Under the Stairs Zine, PUTSZine.com, who they're big fans and supporters of the show. They put up a big banner link for us on their website recently.
Oh, cool.
So
thanks,
go
guys.
Check out that website. There's a lot of interesting DIY art and whatnot from all over the country.
Sounds like
Did
a
you
rad
say
website.
Whatnot?
Whatnot.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
Different show. We can say that.
But I did say, yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
That was bad.
That's our alarm. Yeah.
It's time to drink.
Drink
oh, good,
up, kiddies.
Because I'm drinking.
And also, I do want to take a moment to mention that my cat's missing. My poor little pussycat has not been home for its...
What's your cat's name?
Rintu. She's not been home for her evening meal in 3 days, and that's very unlike her. And especially with the big snows today, here in the recent past on Monday, it does disturb me that she didn't even come home when the weather got crappy.
Every
so,
once in a while, a cat will just find its way to somebody else's house.
Oh, absolutely.
Shop at him for a few days.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of these days she'll get out because she is a persistent little bitch, if nothing else.
You know, it's a double-edged sword of bad, though, because either somebody else, she likes them better than she likes you, or she's dead.
Or somebody's a lot better at keeping her inside than we were.
Right. She could just be a prisoner right now.
Yeah.
No, I think she hates cats.
She is kind of obnoxious. She would
cats are
hurt somebody to get out of their house.
I hate cats.
Or for no reason at all.
She's pretty evil.
Yeah, she might hurt you for no reason at all. That is correct.
Yeah, so keep that in mind, whoever has her.
So, her name's Rintu. She's like, 3-4 years old, little purple collar maybe, black and brown tabby with spots, almost like an ocelot.
The VA and
she looks the Off-Wells, Locust, Kerman kind of area.
Yeah. Central Reno.
If you're around there, keep your eye out. If you've seen my cat, call me. Find me on Facebook.
However,
how is Riku with that?
Don't just approach any random raccoon.
Handling it. Riku is handling it remarkably stoically.
Really?
She
cried twice today.
Yeah, no, she is a little upset about the fact that she might not ever see her kitty again, but she's also on board the, if we never see her again, we'll have to get ourselves a new kitty cat.
Yeah, she's just moving right along. Wow. Well,
nice
we can replace her quickly.
But no, she is really upset about the prospect of not seeing
Sounds
her.
Sounds like she's doing pretty good, though.
Yeah, she's not a bundle of nerves over it. Just kind of bummed. So am I.
It's kind of like we lost her favorite toy.
How long had you had her? You brought her back from
Louisiana. She's
our
little swamp kitty. We saved from being a feral cat in a swamp.
She's a hell cat.
And now
That's
it's
right.
lost in the desert.
She probably got a better gig.
Yeah,
who knows? I had a cat named Wednesday. She did that to me. We live behind the Blue Lamp.
Yeah, right.
A long time ago, and this cat.
Beautiful neighborhood.
Was awesome, and I taught her how to fetch. I would throw these sparkly things like Mardi Gras beads or something.
Yeah,
and she'd
yeah.
bring them back like a dog. She was the coolest.
Was she really a dog?
I don't know.
That's
it was a cat,
awesome.
But
that is
she
awesome,
went
though.
Down to the
your kitty gets a ding.
Went down to the lawyer's office next to the Blue Lamp, and then I went down and found her there and was like, and they're just all, she just comes here and we love her and we feed her, and I'm just like, okay, well, she's my cat, so don't feed her anymore.
Well, see, we know there's a handful of neighbors around us who know her and keep an eye out. Their kids play with her. Their dogs are afraid of her because she's a bully. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I doubt any of the Spanish people in your neighborhood ate her or anything.
I'm doubting that.
They're not known
for
that.
If she was a rooster,
the
maybe.
The Hispanics.
No.
Yeah, we don't like that kind of meat.
Yeah, the third time the motherfucker did it, I said keep her.
She's liking it better over here. So, if you happen to see my cat, call me.
at 555-1212. Again, that's Klondike 5. Also, I do want to mention that our weekly view numbers, our downloads, our unique visitors at our website are way, way up. And I want to thank you, beautiful people of the world.
Awesome,
you are
listeners.
Awesome people of the internet. Keep listening to us. Tell your friends. And we might get a budget one of these days.
Mm-hmm. And definitely come up to us when you see us in town and say, hey, I'll listen because it really makes our
day.
Ah, dude, totally. Yeah. Totally. Because a lot of times it's just, you know, we're playing for the walls in this room. I know people listen, but it just doesn't always seem real. So
say hi,
make us feel
too.
Make us feel better. Pat us on the backs. We appreciate it.
Yeah, just
and
hi.
We appreciate you.
Tell us what you want to hear. Yep.
Send us money. And we will say your name. Give us beer, and we will say your name, which brings us to this week's beer sponsor, Mr. Dan Harmon of the Walk of Shame. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you,
Dan. We are drinking your beer. We have already drank your beer before the show even started, so we thank you, sir.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
That was fucking rad. Yeah, so the Walk of Shame came and recorded this weekend, and it was so awesome.
They've been posting all about it over the Facebook. They're very excited.
And you know, and it's funny, recording Ex-Junkies, and we can talk about that because they talked about that when they were on the show, right?
Oh, yeah, they were already on the show.
Yeah. I'd recorded.
They were an open book.
Yeah, totally. So, I mean, I'd recorded.
You guys are all recovering in your own various pursuits. Yeah.
And I'd recorded Jeff before when he was drunk.
Back in the day.
And he was in the sink or something,
didn't
he?
It was horrible. It was just terrible experience, and it sounded awful, and it was such a waste of time. And so I was a little bit, you know, because you never know if they're going to relapse or, you know, what's going on. And they all showed up, and goddamn, they were all just so with it and professional and talented.
Yeah.
And
just
like we did track after track. We went like 16 hours, 2 days in a row, and, I mean, it was nuts. It was such a good time.
Does that mean tonight's beer sponsors are all clean?
Yes.
Yeah. No, wow. And the the one person who bought the beer is not sober. He drinks beer.
But he doesn't do heroin.
Right. He's not recovering anything. He's just a regular drunk like the rest of us.
Right. We call those a normie.
He's not one of those weird enablers who's
not
given
muggles.
Up the habit
is
and provides everybody
not,
with it.
Does it make you feel bad if normies point and laugh at you?
No, I love it. It's just like if you're allergic to peanuts and people point and laugh at you for not being able to eat peanuts.
So a normie is a person who drinks but isn't a recovering alcoholic or a problem
or a
drinker.
Theoretical alcoholic.
Yeah, has
right.
not admitted to it.
Because I got
yet.
Lots of friends who drink, but I would not call normies. Cheyenne.
So what you're saying is I am clearly an alcoholic.
If you need help,
I don't know who you're talking about.
I just
Cheyenne's my wife. She's not on this show.
Oh, that's right.
Cheyenne's
totally not here.
I'm not going to be able to do that.
If Cheyenne were here, she
game.
Would just realize that she was the only person not drinking beer, but drinking hard liquor.
And I'm
not
teetotaling as always here in my wearing nothing but my bow tie. I don't drink anything but caffeine at the show.
That doesn't mean you're alcoholic. It means you're stuck up.
Yeah, and you powder your naked body.
That's right.
That's what I'm talking about.
Look at all this hair.
Seriously, I think you just made my nipples hard.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. Oh, that brings me to my weekend. Blunderbuss was awesome this week.
That was a great show.
I was recording.
You were there,
fuck.
Yeah? You taped the candy shop, too. And
Christy the
Christy
Lynn
awesome.
Of last week's episode. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a fun show to be at.
Nice.
And the night before, I played a present. And watched Red Mercury tear it up. They were awesome. And
I love
and
them.
New band Stewart in the Basement was kind of cool. Kind of Deftone-y. And then
nice.
Todd Ballo ripped it, doing like Michael Hedges covers and shit. And all kinds of cool finger guitar stuff. So it was a really good weekend of music at the Treehouse, of all places. That place is back. Thanks, folks.
That's a fun place.
For starting it. And
Remy
for keeping it going.
Yeah, thanks,
Remy.
At one point in my life, I actually sweated and put together all the copper piping in that place.
That
was
so hot.
A lot of plumbing.
As a labor.
Sweaty piping.
Like, as a paid labor, a labor of love because your friend promised you booze.
No, my friend just promised me a job when the place opened up, and it was going to be the biggest club of all time.
And it never quite opened up?
It never quite opened up, no, but it still was worthwhile, and I'm glad I got to help out building that place.
Cool.
There were some nice private parties back in that
there
era,
certainly
as
was.
I do recall.
Sodomite! Got right in a sex orgy!
Well, I, no, that, that you know, those, some people were there.
Or was it more like...
Coke!
No. It was
maybe for some,
yeah,
but not by all means, not everyone.
No.
Yeah.
Do you have Rico saying crystal meth?
We'll put that on the list.
Well, I like it that way.
I don't even remember some of this.
Don't you let that girl listen to this show.
Never.
Ever.
Yeah, no, at one point we're going to let her listen to it when she turned 18. I'm thinking, oh, yeah, we'll lock them in a vault.
25?
Right. Yeah. When she's fully legal adult in all eyes of the law, including car rental agencies.
Right. And Social Security.
Right, right. Well, by the time she's that age, it's going to be like 35 anyway. So. But at any rate, what else about your week, Nick?
Well, I just,
anything?
The shows were awesome. I posted a few videos on it. Really not much to tell. I've just been really busy with the music.
Yeah. And living the dream.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. It's been fun.
Did anybody make it? Oh, I'm sorry, Nick.
No, go ahead.
Did anybody make it to Riptide Bandit's last show?
No, yeah. I saw that on Facebook.
God damn,
that
is so
day.
Sad.
This is a room
we actually
full
showed
of
up at the end of the show, and we saw the guys when they're unfortunately tearing down their stuff. So.
Mm. Yeah.
That sucks.
Was it a really good teardown,
yeah,
though?
Yeah, they said it was packed. It was packed in there. Like, we went there, what, at 1:30 in the morning?
Yeah, about that.
Rad. And it was still packed in there with people hanging out.
Very
so
cool.
It was
cool.
A night, and Josh and Faith were happy. They were like, yeah, we had a really good night. So
Yeah, that's always
and
that, good.
And then we walked to the Foxy on our way home, and that place was packed, too. It's crazy.
Good
Go
times.
Buy my artwork. Nick Ramirez's sculptures are there at the Foxy Olive. I'm not talking to myself in third person. I'm just saying. And Josh, my friend Josh,
Pixie Sticks
photos are there too. Yeah, Pixie Sticks says go see Nick Ramirez's art.
That's weird.
When this comes out, will it still be up?
Yeah,
depends on how quickly I get to it.
How much longer is it up?
I think till March 8th. And if they don't get anybody, they'll probably extend it. Except for that, I'm giving people who bought their sculptures.
Right, right. Let
yeah,
it get down
mine.
After the show.
Yeah.
Tick, 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 tick.
Yeah.
Well, very cool. So, yeah, please check that out, everyone. And patronize those fine establishments.
Thank you. Josh, or was that Rick?
It was me.
Rick.
It was beautiful.
I usually lie, but there was one time when I farted off mic, and you were all, did somebody just fart?
Yeah. No, wasn't
no,
me.
No, wasn't me. I don't know what you're talking about.
Rick's in the other room, but we
I
still smelt it.
Yeah, if you hear a fart noise and nobody can smell it, you know who that was.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So let's take a turn and look at the secret identities of the superheroes in the room for us. I want to go round robin around the room so everybody gets to know the voices here. Yeah. Directly to my left is the fantastic Bit O' Honey.
Thank you, Reverend Roy.
How you doing? It's good to see you.
Good to see you.
This is Bit O' Honey and the Bit O' Honeys. next to him,
nobody will get that.
We have,
I got it.
Like five people are going to get that. Next to him, we have the awesome drumming machine, Pixie Stick.
Hello,
Pixie Sticks. How you doing, Pixie?
I'm good.
And directly next to him is the Axeman, the bludgeoness on the bass, the talented Kit Kat. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having us.
God, he's very
your voice
feminine.
Is so sexy. I said bludgeoness.
Oh, man on the bass, I thought. But
Axe
man on that one.
Axe
right.
man.
Never mind.
Oh, right. Yeah. And then last but not least are the dual lead singers of this band, the beautiful Caramello.
Hi.
And the scintillating Jujubee.
Hello.
Oh, you get scintillating. That's such a better word.
Scintillating.
You're fun to look at. She's better to hang out with. What can I say? Yeah.
I guess I can't really argue with that.
So how are all of you?
Fucking great.
Lovely.
Amazing.
Pixie Sticks, you're my favorite voice ever.
So you guys are what, like pop, emo, whiny girl chick rock or prima donna music?
I'd take out the whiny and I'd put hardcore.
Oh.
We're sort of punk rock.
We're right. adorable and ferocious.
Punk rock. If
fearless.
New wave.
Fearless.
If new fearless wave had too. Murdered P.I.L. in alleyway.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're. I guess you
power
would
pop.
Say indie power pop emo sad bitches. Except for the boys.
Basically what Lyrically. Happened is...
None of you agree with this. This is awesome.
We decided to start a punk rock band. And then we're like, okay, none of our songs sound punk rock.
And none of us are really good at playing punk rock.
And we keep trying to be punk rock despite our complete inability to do so. So that's our genre.
So failed so punk rock. Yeah, failed punk rock.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's I awesome. Like failed punk rock. There
so,
you go.
So to be punk rock, we throw shit at people
you
at our shows.
Flunked punk rock
you guys
101.
Actually literally throw shit.
Not shit. We throw candy.
Okay.
Yeah, they do pelt the audience with candy, which does have this like sugary G.G. Allen element to it.
And we have totally like injured people at our shows before. Sorry, Rihanna.
Why about your corneas?
So that is kind of punk rock.
There
has been violence.
Why Grace's should the Shriners have
the
all
one
the
I feel the worst about?
What about
oh,
the
God,
Shriners?
Yeah.
Why should the Shriners have all the fun?
Yeah, fuck the Shriners.
They throw candy.
We did yeah. once,
they drive
too.
Around I like those the Shriners. Rad little cars and shit.
Shriners are cool. Yeah.
You guys should get little cars and play while you drive around in them.
I'm going to go ahead and quote Bit of Honey here and say, yeah, because clearly what we need is more gimmicks.
I would say that we are a favorite of bartenders and those that clean up the bar at the night because they get all the candy to take home.
Yep. Totally. Nobody actually eats it.
No, well,
they just dodge it.
Felix Polanski, who I hear is a fan of the show, has learned this weekend that when we throw pixie sticks, they're really delicious in a gin and tonic.
Oh, yeah. Oh. That sounds delicious.
That does
actually,
sound
yeah.
delicious, huh?
So, see, we are good for alcoholics, too.
Yeah, mix your pixie sticks in with your drinks.
Yep.
I bet it would go with any sort of vodka-y drink.
I don't know that I would want to put pixie sticks in like a Bloody Mary or a tequila sunrise.
No,
that might be a bit weird.
You know, actually, tequila sunrise.
You might put an
depends on what flavor.
Yeah.
Any tonic or soda.
Would you
want to
put like grape in a tequila sunrise?
And really, whiskey?
Yes.
Not so much.
All right, but
maybe lime, remember how much like a lime pixie stick?
Oh, a lime pixie stick.
Yeah.
Hey, so let's do a song.
Ooh,
maybe a song about Reno.
Wow.
And look the Axeman just pulls us into
she's
Kit
ready
Kat.
To Kit direct. Kat's ready to go.
Kit Kat's all fuck this talking. Let's
when you
play
see
music.
Things digress, you got to take control. I'm the Axeman.
She is.
She keeps us in line.
She's totally band mom. We need one.
All right, I'm out. Let's hear music. Oh yeah, get the hell out of here.
I'll be right back.
Later, Pixie.
Yeah. Hey Nick, walk him out in the other room. Make sure he doesn't get lost.
And we'll come back and you bring
make sure
me a
he doesn't
beer.
Steal anything.
Yeah, he looks like one of them thieves. One of them tweaker thieves.
God, I am so tall.
So while they're getting things set up, I do want to remind you to actually check out one of our real sponsors, FrozenChazD at yahoo.com. Check out Chaz Dawes. He's a licensed massage therapist, and he has magic fingers. He has wonderful hourly rates and a fully professional massage salon
and
stop.
And pretty good to talk to also. So
yeah, yeah, good time, conversationalist.
I mean, yeah, absolutely. You'll have a good conversation while you're and massaged by him, I'm sure.
Also very comfortable keeping silence. He's also one very comfortable with not talking as well. So
yeah, he's
whatever.
Not like a talk your ear off guy, but if you want to talk to somebody while you're getting
he
massaged,
has interesting
Chaz
things
is a very
to say. Yeah,
person, yes.
Yeah, so, happy ending for extra money.
Please check out Chaz's stuff. I think the band is about ready to go. You're going to play a song for Reno for us, eh?
About Reno.
Of Reno.
Of Reno.
A song of Reno.
Of Reno by Reno.
From
for
and for.
Reno. The living hell. She may rest again.
tears says Johnny isn't here.
Holy
Wait,
shit!
We have some sort of invasion.
We're being invaded.
Ah! Evan,
Evan is chugging candy
and
Bruce
and beer. Evan and Bruce from Therapy are here to see us.
Hello,
how you doing, guys? Hey!
It's the beer,
beer
fairy.
And candy. This is very exciting.
How's it feel, faggots?
How you doing, brother?
How do you turn down a beer from the beer fairy?
Now we're gonna go in the back room and throw money.
Yay! That's even better.
Hey guys.
Put it all in Rick's G-string and small denominated coins.
Oh, making it rain over there. Rick,
making
it rain up in here.
Wow!
That was nice.
It's been a while since I had anyone.
Are they really throwing money at you?
And they have these newfangled
really
plastic pixie sticks.
Is that one lime flavored? Because I could put it in my vodka.
I think this one is. You can say something else.
That was cool.
That was awesome.
Yeah, that was a nice surprise. I'm going to try Felix Polanski's pixie stick in vodka trick.
Say, are they, do they, put headphones on them. Rick?
Pronto.
I'm sorry, I've got guests. What'd you
say?
Put headphones on them. Do we have headphones for them?
Teeth?
I don't want to use my teeth. What if I break one?
Oh,
Dentists are annoying.
Well, this is kind of a little crazy cat house. I'm not entirely sure what's happening in the back room there. And now they're leaving again?
Yep.
They just stopped by to throw candy at candy shop.
They want us back.
That was great. That
is
awesome.
My favorite thing ever.
Great.
John, or Bit of Honey, how did you open that? Because my teeth.
So thanks to Evan and Bruce of Aversion Therapy and Pinky Polanski, guys. You guys are awesome.
Who sing our theme song?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, good friends of the
Those
show. Good
cool.
to see them.
So rad.
Yeah, they do.
I love spontaneous random.
I just offhandedly mentioned to Evan that the candy shop was on the show tonight, and he said, "Wow, I should stop by and throw candy at them. They're always fucking throwing candy at us, and that shit hurts." And lo and behold, I said, "Well, you know, if you stop by and hear the drums, don't open the door till it stops."
That's what they did.
That was awesome. That was so
fucking
cool.
Rad.
Yeah, so win.
I was over there in the other room. And I thought, what the fuck? Am I going to get fucking beat up and
Felix
mugged?
Polanski is
no,
totally
I got hit
right.
With candy.
Pixie sticks in vodka is delicious.
Hey, there you go. Once again, the brilliance of Felix Polanski.
This has been Recipe Corner
and
with
friends.
The worst little podcast.
Hey, and
Felix
also.
Felix likes to drink.
Also, about that nice little. Introversion or whatever you want to call
interlude.
It. Interlude.
Interlude.
Invasion.
And Aversion Therapy and Pinky Polanski are playing at the Underground on
March 17th.
St.
Patty's Day.
Right around the corner. Right around the corner.
Totally recommend
They'll be in the treehouse.
Kit Kat, cool. You're such a professional.
Yeah, way to get that out there. Anytime. Hey, do you, all right, Miss Plug Woman, do you guys have a website, a Facebook page, something to direct us to?
We have a Facebook page.
It's facebook.com/candyshopband. You should like us.
Yeah. It's spelled like ye old candy shop.
Oh, yeah. Yes, you candy should spell shop that. Is totally spelled funny. CANDYSHOPPE.
Hell yeah. Good job.
Well done.
Why?
Candy shop.
Because you love you.
You graduated from a grade.
I did go to that schooling place.
I'm going to put grape lollipop in my beer.
I don't know if that's going to be as good as Pixie
what about
Stick vodka.
You, yeah, what about you, Pixie Stick? Are you going to do that too?
What?
Change your name to Grape Lollipop?
I'm thinking about
Barley Pop. Barley Pop.
This is real Barley Pop.
Tell me if that's delicious.
It's ghetto Barley Pop.
Grape Lollipop and PBR. Try it at home.
Just delicious. You never had that?
I have never had grape Pops.
Back in my my ghetto days, we used to take beer and open them and stick them in the freezer. And then they would freeze, and all that was on top was the ice, and we just scrape that off. And then we drank it. It was like 1% stronger. Oh,
yeah, because all the water freezes.
Yeah,
the liquor.
And that's how you make Molson Ice. So when you do that, when you do that to an iced beer, it's even more stronger. Yeah.
More stronger.
Yeah.
Alcoholically.
Maybe that's... you're not a normie either.
Again, this is many, many moons ago when I used to not have, like, when I'd shave my head and didn't really care
before
what
you
I smelled like. Yeah.
You were just a teenager.
Yeah, I miss that goat smell.
Smell of goat feet.
Rory could never sneak up on you.
When I jingled, too.
Remember when we were driving in the car and you stank so bad, and if I went 80 miles an hour, I couldn't smell it, but if I went 75, I could, which means the speed of Rory's stink is about 77.
I don't recall that. You seem to have kept that tidbit of information to yourself.
Maybe
if you had mentioned it at the time, I would have started showering more regularly sooner.
I remember going faster and slower.
Or he'd learned to run 78 miles an hour.
All the time.
Heard of the speed of sound and the speed of light, but never the
speed of
stink.
Smell.
The speed of Rory.
But specifically
at the speed of stench.
Yeah. I think other people's stink wasn't as fast as Rory's.
However, hey, my stink pales in comparison to others, though. I've met some, even back in those days, some very powerful individuals.
By that logic, I could still drink, Rory.
Do you guys ever listen to Adam Carolla? Anybody? Okay, he has
once
like,
in a while,
he's
yeah.
got this scale about smell. It's on a hobo scale, like
train hopping hobo versus a guy who
or
just
like
lives
five
in
hobos.
Town.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How many hobos does it rate your stench?
That's not fair. Because so there's like 0.5 hobo and 0.2 hobo.
Yeah,
because I know a few of those.
That's like after a workout or something.
Rolling in the
it's at least a day.
Garbage.
Well, there's a different smell than rolling. Rolling the garbage and working out are different.
Yeah, workout is totally different than hobo stench.
Which is different from squatter stink.
Well, and remember,
squatter
this.
Stink is its own punk rock squatter stink.
You
would never
Margie,
run across these individuals,
Juju
Margie.
Would have no idea.
Yeah, Juju.
It's so true. And you would, and that leans more foot.
Yeah.
Yes, it's footy.
You know, because there's
and
armpit,
ball.
There's,
no, it's very
crotch,
ball.
And then there's foot, and then there's, but sometimes it's that
the
yeasty
look on
smell.
Kit Kat's face right now,
let's
I really
list
wish
all the
that
various
everyone
things
could
that can
see
stink.
Kit Kat,
once we hit something we know, that's so, like, we start rolling right. You know.
Kit Kat just looks so disgusted with this entire
well, Kit Kat, you did, and you did ask us to avoid other topics, so, you know, this is what you're left with.
Getting quite familiar with diaper stink. It's got a certain tang.
There you go.
It's pretty gnarly.
I was up against that last night myself, even though I have a 5-year-old. It was a 5-year-old who woke up at 2 a.m. with coming out of both ends. It was not a lot of fun. Which kept me up all night and required a sick day for
I just want to ask, so people actually download and listen to this?
Yeah, absolutely.
This is a pretty clean version of the show.
People all across the country are just dying to know about this in 2 days.
About your daughter's poops.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
She's better now.
Let me talk about my cat's poops.
What about your dog? How's your dog?
Is your cat now pooping in the litter box?
Well, yeah, except for also in front. Like, he's like, oh, thanks for putting papers out. I'll gladly go there, which makes cleanup kind of easy, but fuck, dude, you don't cover it up and it smells the house up. And,
yeah.
He's and probably then he senile, just, though.
Oh, he
I
is.
I mean, he's old,
he's
right?
Senile,
he's got dementia.
He's deaf, and he's like... like yelling at weird hours just to fucking like complain about
kitty it. Alzheimer's.
And then he comes up on the bed and he's all,
yeah, he's still totally adorable.
I'm a kitten.
He is totally an adorable
kitty. Awesome cat, though. I love that cat.
He's not quite as adorable as Debbie. Yeah. And I hate dogs, for the record, but Debbie's super fucking adorable.
You always
adorable.
Say that, but...
What about you, Pixie Stick?
Totally
do you have any
hate
pets?
Dogs.
You like mine.
Well, Nick's
yours
cat
is all right.
Poops on my drum set.
It's adorable.
And then Nick gets mad, but I tell him to just relax. It's okay and clean it up.
Do you get out much?
Bit of cat poop.
I like to play.
Aww, Pixie Sticks is cute.
So, so you guys are you know, relatively new to the music scene as Candy Shop. I guess this is your first band ever for all of you, right? Have you been
for
in
me?
Any other local bands?
Have you written backstory for your fake names?
Actually, this is my first band since 1998.
Okay.
So
good.
I feel brand new again.
This is my first band in Reno in a really long time.
Ever-ish,
probably. I had something like Gardnerville. Does that count?
No.
No.
It counts
well,
in Gardnerville.
Yeah.
Gardnerville.
This is the only band I've ever been in.
Yeah, clearly, Pixie Sticks.
Mm-hmm. Obviously,
this is my
shows.
Second band that's counted. Everybody has the eight bands that didn't count when they were starting, but this is my second real band.
I'm really surprised this band counts.
I'm surprised
what?
Too.
We're
you
totally
guys have
awesome.
A lot of likes on Facebook. That must mean something.
Can you guys,
that you have a lot of friends right, with computers.
Here's the deal, right? We said our genre is failed punk rock. We came about out of a lot of like random drunken nights in bars where I would tell people, I want to be in a band with you, and they would go, yeah, okay, whatever. And then eventually I got enough people to say, yeah, okay, whatever, that I had a band. And I was like, all right, motherfuckers, we're doing this. And we got together and had a practice, and it didn't sound terrible. And then we had more of them, and they sounded less and less terrible as time went on, and now we're a band.
When was your first show?
October 29th.
Wow.
And Saturday. Our year anniversary is coming up. Our very first practice was March 6th.
That's Caramella funny. Told me if I didn't play, she'd punch me.
That may have actually happened.
Well, chicks are violent. That's what I always say. That's the motto of one of the Worst Little Podcasts. Chicks are violent.
Can you guys tell me about
grown-ups
this
are dumb.
Guy, Jolly Rancher, who claims he started the band? And you guys kicked him out?
He's just a pirate.
Redvine?
Yeah.
Jolly Rancher?
Yeah, I thought so.
We
he looked like
a
kind
people.
Of a weaselly guy.
Yeah,
Jolly Rancher.
Rancher,
Red Vine.
Yeah, totally. Oh,
Black Licorice was the worst.
Yeah, Black Licorice.
Hey,
why do you have to? Why do you have to be like that?
He was.
And once again,
all he wanted to play was death metal, dude.
And
once
Nick,
again,
why do you know so much
Kid
about
Kat's
the band?
Face.
Because Pixie Sticks happens to be one of my best friends.
You'll speak for him.
Yeah, true. Nick always does say how great Candy Shop and Pixie
too.
Sticks.
Oh,
in general,
man, I like
are.
You.
Yeah. Pixie Sticks and Nick are so cute together.
Just like last week, Nick was saying how good of a drummer Pixie Sticks is.
He is good. We jam together sometimes. But
I would love to watch that
because he finally found who he clicks with, so it's cool.
Right.
Aww.
That's cool. Yeah well,
shucks.
The band's awesome.
Thanks,
I think you guys
You're
sound
welcome.
Great.
Thanks.
You're all right. You're all right.
You're a douche.
you've got a pretty big, but speaking for being such a new band, you've got a pretty big show up on your schedule here, don't you?
April 10th at the Alley, we're playing with a national act called Goddess and Chi, and we're
Goddess and Chi. Check them out on Facebook.
Yes, they are on that place.
It's like G-O-D-E-S.
It's G-O-D-D-E-S.
Oh yeah,
right. And also, she is all three letters capitalized.
Yes,
trippy.
They mean
Christ.
Business.
But
they're
I guess
fun.
They're popular here.
So God, Des, and She.
Yes.
Kind of like that. Yeah, totally. So that'll be at the Alley on April 10th. And we're really, really super excited about this show. It's going to be spectacular. And you should go, people.
Sounds rad.
And we're really excited about playing the Foxy Olive on Friday.
This Friday?
It's Caramello's birthday coming up. And we're going to celebrate by playing a little stripped-down candy shop with the... First Friday's Eric
nice.
At the Foxy.
And he means stripped down with no clothes.
Hella, you should totally be there.
That's
I'm going to wear shoes.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's going to be a small, intimate, fun crowd.
I will
Hopefully
wear shoes.
Hopefully it's not snowing out because you're probably going
to
need to stand on the sidewalk.
Really
yeah, Art's going to be there too. Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Last time I pretty much had to play with somebody in my lap.
Sexually.
I think that would be. So that should be weird, but fun. And, you know, my birthday. So you should come buy me shots.
Yeah.
All for it.
So did you guys want to hit up another song here?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Let's do it. What song should we do? Kit Kat?
Cigarette.
Okay. Cigarette. Band Mom says cigarette.
All right, they're also going to get set up again. And right now, hey, Rick, if you could cue it up, I'd like to check guide you to check out our fine sponsors at Stingray Tattoo.
Thinking of a new tattoo? Check out online portfolios at stingraytattoo.net.
I'm going to get a tattoo at Stingray Tattoo when I turn 18.
Stingray Tattoo, loser tested, mother approved.
Don't forget to check out your fine Stingray Tattoo shop on beautiful South Wells. We love that place, and that's where most of my tattoos come from personally.
Stingray.
And Georgia. Anybody else?
I like Stingray. I have tattoos from that place.
Yeah. You have a Stingray tattoo on your inner lip?
I have a Stingray tattoo on my inner lip. It says SOA, and that's for Skanks on Skates for my roller derby girls.
Awesome.
Derby girls throw candy really hard.
Yes, they do.
For the record.
At the band and the audience.
Derby girls are much better at throwing candy than aversion therapy, just for the record.
Oh, you're going to get it.
Those were such fighting words, and I'm going to regret the fuck out of that.
Hear that, Evan? Girls throw harder than you.
Oh. Thanks for rubbing that one in there, Reverend.
You're welcome. I'm doing what I can.
Nick, are you ready? Cool.
Pixie, are you ready?
Nick, are you ready to ask Pixie if he's ready?
He's ready.
We suck at being superheroes.
I think your eyes were green.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, that was
my favorite so far.
Have you seen the band before, Rick?
I saw their premiere show, and that was the only one I ever saw.
That was exciting.
Fucking rad.
That was a good show.
That was the Ryans, right?
Ryans with Pinky Polansky.
That was one of the funnest nights of my entire life.
Oh, come on.
It was you guys, and then they had the Rocky Horror Pinky Show was right after that, which is always amazing.
And Rick takes, well, I guess Rick and Reverend Rory and some chick named Cheyenne take Rocky very, very seriously.
Yeah, we used to like have
months of practice. Yes.
Practice, right.
Yeah,
we rehearsed.
I mean, we would
go see Rocky effing Horror. Not then, as like principals pretending we're in the movie, as audience members so we knew every flipping line every
and
30
we
seconds.
Spent a good couple $100 every time to make sure that every single person that we brought with us had a complete kit of, toast. Yeah.
Cut
and,
me.
Yeah. Rice,
lighters.
Lighters.
The zoo rock.
Newspaper. Oh my
Catch
God.
The chicken.
The numbers of news zoo, and reviews that we just fucking wasted for
just
Rocky Horror.
Yep. And then squirt bottles for everybody because that's so much better than the squirt
Do you guns. Still have those, by the way?
Making toast.
Somewhere in the garage, there's a bag of all the squirt bottles. If we ever have a Rocky Horror again, we need to have a Rocky Horror party.
We should totally make that somebody's happen.
House. Throw up a projector and a screen in a backyard.
Everybody's big screen TV is big enough to just do it in someone's house. We should just have a Rocky Horror party.
I do miss the
so
Rocky
Horror.
So which
one
of our friends
is going to do that?
Yeah.
My house is, or Cheyenne's house is too small.
We can do it here. We can do it
Thanks,
here.
Thanks, Caramello.
Anytime.
It can be small, but let's do it right after the show.
Let's do it in the backyard with a projector, dude.
I would love
in the
that.
In snow, yeah.
That's a great idea.
Or we'll do it in the snow.
We could do a minimalist staged reading where we all sit on stools and read from a script in monotone voices.
No,
or we
I,
could
honestly,
not.
I've never
and smoke
seen
long
that
black
movie.
Cigarettes and reject the triune god.
Pixie Sticks is eating himself in the corner.
Wait a second. Josh, you've never seen Rocky Horror
I
Picture
haven't.
Show?
And my wife and her brother love it so much, and she actually had
She's
it.
She's been
she
a couple of times.
It. She DVR'd it for me, and it was on the DVR, but I really wanted to record
well,
it.
And watching is not the same.
Yeah.
Well, there was
yeah.
a basketball game I really wanted to see, and it actually was asked out. I never ended up watching it. It was on my DVR for about 3 months, and I never actually
I
got
would,
You
to
should not
it.
See it as just a plain
no,
movie.
The Virgin Mistress, the Virgin Mistress would like to mark up Chewy.
So you're saying I shouldn't see it.
Yeah, until wait until it's a live
it with,
experience.
Well, yeah, I'd love to do that.
And it could, and that could be in a room with a bunch of friends on a TV that like who are well versed in the
party.
The verses.
We have just planned a party on the podcast.
Rocky Horror Party sometime here at Dogwater Studios.
Try to plan that around sometime when I'm out of town.
Podcast with Pinky actually doing the live.
Oh my god,
Pinky Horror Picture Show.
I think Rick just came a little.
That's an
seriously
that would be really cool.
Where's my cigarette?
Yeah, we need to talk to
you guys. Should try to make that happen sometime when I'm out of town working.
See, Rick just came
on. I'll make sure of it.
Well, we'll invite your wife because she's a big fan.
Yeah, she loves that movie.
I need some music, Rick.
Oh my goodness, here it is.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for the worst little quiz in the world.
No.
Something that three people in this room are really cringing at. And I can't wait. This is a completely subjective quiz in which I will grade your answers accordingly to however I see fit. Please answer at the best of your discretion. Remember, better stories get better points. Thanks for playing. Shall we begin?
I can't wait to hear what that faggot drummer thinks about all this.
I'm very excited to hear what Pixie Stick has
to say. Homosexual American.
Hey, yeah.
I'll see you after the show.
At least he's not a spick.
Hey, come on,
Oh, wait. Most of people in this room are. It's kind of like America.
You're really failing.
I don't know.
It's okay to say faggot because they won't beat you up.
Nor will they stab you.
Right.
Candyland.
Well, we've got five people from Candyland. First off, are you against candy people?
Yeah.
That's not cool.
All full of sugar, making America fat.
They don't do well in the rain.
I hate you guys.
Oh, yeah. I guess we do kind of promote obesity.
Little tiny pieces of candy won't actually make you fat,
Ding!
Though.
No.
Right, yeah.
They make your
that
mouth.
Was a dingable moment.
We're in league with
Thank
the caffeinated
Thank you for that, Kit Kat. I appreciate you being more on top of things than the host.
4 out of 5 dentists hate candy shops.
That is a bumper sticker. Right
that is totally a bumper sticker.
Sorry for paying your bills, dentist.
All right. First question. I'm going to start with an oldie but a goodie. Your lover, your brother, or your mother trapped on a desert island. Who do you cannibalize first? Bit of honey, we'll go to you.
Well, I'm going to have to go with my brother.
Because you know those Kobe beef cows? Yeah. How they just pamper them all the time and feed them beer?
And they're like just marble?
He's got his taste.
That's my brother.
All right. I like to hear that. Pixie.
I would start with my brother, and then I'd move on to my mother, and then I'd eat my lover.
That was very similar to somebody else's answer last week. But you couldn't know that because you weren't here.
or I might have just listened.
Or I might just That's like... True.
And you only get 10 points for that know. One. Moving along.
I doubt it, though.
Kit Kat.
I would choose my mother because I've got three of them and one of them would die off first.
Well, there you go. You'll always have one more. Caramello.
You know, I'd have to go
your
with...
Your lover, your brother, or your mother?
I know the question. Thank you. I'd have to go with my brother, mostly because he's really kind of chunky.
I got a feeling your lover's kind of bony.
I think he would last a little bit longer than either my mother or my brother.
And he does sleep a lot.
Yes.
Makes him easy to attack.
Also, the beer thing. He drinks lots of beer.
And there's a lot of meat on a bear.
I'm going to have to say my lover because I'm actually dating Bit of Honey and he's tasty.
Oh,
man. He is delicious.
Oh, that's sweet.
Pretty good answer. All right.
Adorable points.
Yeah, you got some adorable points there. Let's see. When was last time you peed in the shower, Bit of Honey?
I guess that's been
be
about...
Be listening, Juju B.
I guess that's been about 3.5 hours.
3.5 hours. Excellent. Okay, excellent. Good answer.
I pee in the shower every time. So last time I took one was a couple days ago. I don't know.
Are you serious?
Awesome.
Oh, wait. I'm Pixie Stick.
How do you know that about Pixie Stick, Nick?
I never pee in the shower. That's gross.
Only
gross people do that.
Dude. It's a lying queen.
Our shower clogs up, so I do not pee in the shower.
That's a good reason.
Uric acid burns all that away.
Well, you don't want to marinate in your own business.
I just don't want to wait.
I know. I'm not in a band, but I just peed in Rick's shower about 10 minutes.
Can I take his answer? That's awesome.
Too late.
I think it was about 10 hours ago, but it's a really laborious process to pee in the shower because you got to kick all the 5-year-old's toys out of the way before you do it.
That is a consideration.
Or not.
No, I normally try to kick the toys out of the way. Like I try. I'm not making any guarantees here, but I do attempt it.
That's why the cat left.
They're actually
Oh, you think those are your toys?
I always pee in the shower.
There you go.
You know, Ben and Honey and I pee in the shower together.
Wow.
Jujubee, you just
that's
won
points.
The internet.
That's big points. Jujubee with the surprise lead here in the beginning. Okay. Quick, name the capital states, cities of the 5 states bordering Nevada in under 15 seconds. Go.
Utah has a capital, probably Salt Lake. And then there's some other states that border us. One of them's California, that's Sacramento.
Arizona?
Salem, Oregon.
Arizona?
Yeah, Arizona's got
right?
one, right?
It's Phoenix, right?
Pretty sure that has a capital.
Hey, that's the end of your 15 seconds.
Nate. What about dude?
Oh, yeah. Now, Pixie Stick, he's not from around here. I don't think he'll know that.
Okay, well, we got Salem, Oregon. We got Salt Lake City. We got Sacramento. I believe it's Phoenix. I could be wrong.
One more.
And then Idaho, which is...
Boise!
Bing.
There
Boise.
You go. Okay, right, you...
Finally
you're,
somebody gets oh, that wait, question
no, that's,
right.
Yay! And so therefore I don't have a follow-up question for the two of you.
Fuck yes!
Oh, darn.
We so, win!
Teamwork.
Name
yeah,
the capitals
teamwork.
Of the 5
you
states bordering Alabama.
You all get extra 5 that. Points because she got it. Everybody in the band.
Yay.
Good job.
Woo-hoo.
All right, so back to Bit of Honey then. Bro, bra, or bruh?
I don't really know what bra is, but nonetheless...
Listen, bruh.
Like, do you say bro, bra, or bra?
Oh, okay.
Bro, bra, or bra?
No, it's bra.
Bra.
It's what? Bra. You don't say that.
Bro, Pixie?
Bra. Dude, too, bra.
No, you
dude. Dude, opting out for the fourth option.
Nice.
It totally depends where I am and who I'm talking to.
One peeing in the shower.
Hella.
While peeing in the shower, I say bra.
I say bro.
That's a lovely image
that way.
In my mind.
Bro's
anytime.
More proper.
Totally. Bro is more proper? You're so fucking cute. It makes me sick. Aw, I mean,
all right, Bit of Honey, have you ever been surprised having sex?
I think about every single time. Like, wow, I'm having sex?
It happened again. The stuff came out.
I'm with him.
You don't get much action?
No. No, actually, I've been surprised many times because...
Ugh.
Oh, God.
Her name was really Steve?
There's different reasons to be surprised, too. You could be surprised by what you're getting, or you could be surprised about...
Okay, can I answer now?
And Kit Kat Mike Jones.
Yeah.
I think the next word he was going to say was consistency, so please continue, Kit
Kat. Kit Kat, have you ever been surprised during sex?
I was once doing the deed, and someone walked in because he was very excited about coming back from Burning Man. I had never heard of Burning Man, didn't know what it was. And I was there naked with my boyfriend at the time, and his only words were, "Dude, it's okay. I've been to the desert." And so he just kept talking at us
and
while we're naked
out.
In bed, you know, coitus interruptus. So, dude, I've been to the desert. That was pretty surprising.
Coitus interruptus.
That was pretty good. That was pretty good. Caramello, surprised during sex.
She's right. Hot.
It was kind of a similar situation, although Burning Man was totally not involved. I was fucking this dude in a hotel room, and there were two queen-size beds, and there was this other guy who we clearly thought was passed out in the other queen-size bed.
I love being that guy.
But about halfway through the night, he looked up and went, "Could you guys please keep it down?" And I was just shocked. Like, oh my God, I thought you were asleep. Sorry.
Maybe he was when you started.
Maybe. Anyway, that I found rather surprising that he chose to ask us to keep it down rather than to watch.
And the juju bee on that note.
Well, you know, I was kind of surprised the other day when...
That's awesome.
When our chihuahua snuck into the bed, I was like, what the hell is this? It's our dog.
Doggy on the bed. Doggy on the bed.
No, in. She was in
right,
the covers.
Right. Oh, in. Yeah, I got you.
Oh, yeah.
I got you.
Like, surprise.
Pretty much
stake out.
Between the legs.
Well, you that's like, the most interesting spot at that moment.
She likes to nuzzle Bit of Honey's balls.
You're like, ooh, what's up with the manscaping? Where's that?
Tastes like candy.
I feel like I know so much more about my band all of a sudden.
In all of history, who would you start a fist fight with, Bit of Honey?
Oh, who would I start a fist fight with in all of history? I don't know his name, but he sent all those penis enlargement spam ads.
To your email address?
You know, he's wasted hundreds of hours of my life, and I want to hit him so many times.
Well, his name is the Italian Mafia, so you might want to not fight him.
Pixie Stick, who in all of history would you start a fight with?
Probably, God, I can't think of anything clever,
wow.
Funny.
You so. Knew this question was coming. Didn't Nick prep you on these?
No more gay people on
yeah,
the
man.
Show.
Yeah. Dude, just say somebody. I can't think of one, though.
Prince.
Nick. No, I would never
Prince will
Prince.
Kick your
Prince.
Ass.
Whole new power
would
generation.
Never.
And make you pancakes.
Prince is rad.
Yeah, but you love Prince.
What about Nick?
You know who I'd punch in the face? I
oh
wouldn't mind
God.
Punching George Bush in the face.
Was this Nick or Pixie Stick answering?
George
here?
Bush, W, punch him in the face.
Okay.
Both.
Both of you would. All
I'd
right.
Fight W.
Okay. Kit Kat, who would you start a fight with in all of history?
Yeah, you know, I know people say Hitler, I know people say, you know, those people, but I'm going to go with my elementary school band teacher.
Yeah! That's a good answer!
Nice.
When I said I wanted to play drums as my first choice of instruments, he just put the sticks in my hand. He says, "You don't got what it takes to play drums," and instead put a clarinet in my hand. So
dude,
I'd like
I want to
punch,
punch that guy in the
wow,
face.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
Can we all go
let's
punch that
him.
Guy in the
you remember,
face?
Do you remember his
totally.
Name?
Let's roll him.
No, I don't.
What a douche.
All right, Caramello.
I like to win, so I would punch Helen Keller in the face. I figure she's pretty much defenseless.
Talk about an annoying ass bitch. Really, when it comes down to it.
Gang.
Oh, can I change my answer? I'd like to punch Hayden Christensen in the face.
Oh, fuck yes.
For
that
ruining
guy.
Darth Vader. Yeah. Oh. Okay.
Who knew Darth Vader was such a pussy?
Anakin Skywalker from episodes 1, 2, and 3.
No, just from 2 and 3.
Oh, yeah.
Well, not the little boy.
No, yeah. But he, you know,
I guess
you could punch that little fucker in the face, too.
The little kid.
Plus, he was the most annoying of all the Anakins. Although, episode 3 was really annoying. Episode 1 was a super annoying
little punk. Who would you punch
in
the face?
Even in 3D.
Yeah.
Oh, who would I get in a fight with? I would have to go with Frida Kahlo because
that bitch has eyebrows.
I love her. I do. But if that's the way I get to meet her, then you know, I'd be like, hey, you know, let's have a little cat fight. I'll slap you around and let's talk.
Yeah, you should get
let's
to touch
hang
her.
Out afterwards.
A little pin-up fight shoot. Yeah.
I have respect for you after you beat her up.
Knock her out and tweeze her. If you think you could beat her up, though.
I don't know, she was a tough bitch. She was.
Oh, I bet.
Which character of The Breakfast Club do you most identify with, Bit of Honey?
Oh, what was the redhead chick?
Molly Ringwald.
Molly Ringwald?
Yeah.
The pretty girl?
Claire.
Right.
Identify with Claire?
Well,
who am I dating?
The protected rich kid.
Yeah, no, I mean, she was the one who like had her head in straight. Everybody else was weird.
No, oh, you were totally Anthony Michael Hall. You were totally Anthony Michael Hall. That's so you.
Well, it's who he identifies with. I mean, we might all see Brian.
Seriously, Anthony Michael Hall was a nerd.
Big
Have you not watched that movie?
Yeah.
And you're clearly not a nerd.
Pixie Stick, what do we got with you?
Carl the Janitor.
Yay!
Nice.
Head most on straight.
Oh, yeah.
That's who he wins that award. Kick out.
I'd say Emilio.
Emilio.
Awesome.
What was his name? The jock.
Andrew Karp.
Andrew, yeah. Good
I
pull,
duct
Chewy.
Taped some asses together before.
All right, Caramello.
I think I should probably be embarrassed that this sentence is about to come out of my mouth, but I have
never seen
The Breakfast.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Okay, you're Molly Ringwald.
You get a zero.
Woo, yeah. Zero! I'm sorry, I don't watch movies, generally.
Ever.
Wow.
Like, really?
Movie came out in 85, I'm just going to point
out. I
was
two!
How much
you've had a long time.
We
of all
know.
Movies all time, I've
we
probably seen that movie.
Is. So wait, I'm
more than
the
just
pretty
about
bitch.
Any other movie.
You're
yeah,
the
that's
pretty
one of the big ones.
You're pretty in pink.
One.
Look at you.
She always
I am
yeah.
pretty
yeah.
in pink. Totally.
Yes. And you, the Jujubee.
I always kind of liked Ali Sheedy's character.
Yeah, me
the
too.
One with, the one with all the dandruff.
Yeah, I like that because I have dandruff.
Awesome.
And you lie about what you
Ali
really
Sheedy
do.
Sheedy because I have dandruff is your answer.
Parents are spies.
And no, wait, you guys are all laughing, and I have no idea what any of these in-jokes are about.
You should watch it sometime because it's
I guess
really
it's not really
movie,
an in-joke
yeah.
since it's about a movie
yeah,
that everyone in America
everyone
has seen
but you.
But me. Yeah.
It's an inside joke between everybody but you.
I will send you out of the house with a copy of it tonight.
And I probably still won't watch
awesome.
It.
Right?
Oh.
We gotta watch it.
All right, and I'm coming up on the final question here. As your final question, what would you like as your last meal? Bit of honey.
I would like 4 filet of fish and a small Coke.
Oh, that sounds so good.
I want filet of fish. Give me that fish.
Oh, God. I hated that stupid commercial.
Gin and tonic and pixie sticks.
Yeah. Eat yourself.
Seth Green.
Ooh.
Nice.
Good.
You totally just ganged my answer because I was going to say dick.
That's me.
That is also acceptable. and the Jujubee, up to you, yeah.
Oh, something boring, probably sushi.
I think I'm with you.
Yeah. Delicious.
Sushi yeah. is good.
All right,
sushi
now talk
wine.
Amongst yourselves for a minute
wine,
while I add
sure.
up these
Absolutely.
Fantastic
Can I ask
scores.
For wine
Nick,
with my dick?
Nick Chewy, could you leave the kind of wine and
dick?
I know who you're married to. I think you always get that.
So like a little
oh,
wine
dang.
With that dick?
That was awesome.
I just laughed so hard I might have to pee a little.
My shower's open.
Okay, Candy Shoppians, what song should we do next?
I don't know. One of those ones that's on our list of songs we're going to do next.
We could do Gone. We could do Damage. What do you think?
We should do Gone.
Let's do Gone.
Yeah.
It's a good song.
I got my cape already.
Okay.
Goes on four.
Yeah, well, thanks you guys for being on Candy Shop.
You're welcome, Nick Ramirez.
Awesome.
Does Pixie Six want to go out and set up?
Well, we can't finish the quiz until Rory gives the scores.
Right.
I'm almost done. There's five of you.
Don't you listen to the show?
You are right now the director, but you're a little ahead of yourself.
It's weird how the scores are arbitrary, but it takes time to tally them.
The problem is that math is hard.
Yes. Well, I try to give a real perspective.
And drugs are good.
I always just picture you mashing your hand against the calculator randomly.
like Stephen Colbert.
Yes. This one says boom.
Is that Mr. Jellyneck? No, that was the art teacher.
Yeah.
He was
Noblet.
Yeah, Mr. Noblet.
Oh, Jellyneck was my favorite.
Hell yeah. All
right, I have the scores. Wow, what a heated battle it was. Coming in last place is the smallest member of the band, the Pixie Stick. But only by a very small margin.
You got clown Pixie Stick.
Only by a small margin, because only shortly ahead of you was the beautiful Caramello with 250 points.
Fuck you.
With an answer of zero, she still just beat you.
I had some good answers.
I guess
there,
I trumped you.
Did Pixie Stick beat Jackson?
Yeah, Dick and Wine did kind of win. Oh no, he beat Jackson. Jackson got like 4 points.
13 points.
Jackson got. And then coming in as our second place runner-up, we have the lovely and talented, the Axeman, the Kit Kat, coming in third place there. Second place, everybody give a round of applause.
I really hope Jujubee wins for her sometimes we pee in the shower together answer.
Well, Bit of Honey is our third place winner with 335 points, and with 495 points, Jujubee takes the cake and the champion titleship of this week's quiz.
Oh my god, I'm so happy.
There'll be lovely parting stickers for you on the way out.
Yay.
Woohoo.
And that's the end of this week's quiz. Thank you all for playing along. I hope you all learned a lot about yourselves.
I did.
I learned a lot about Margie and John.
Bit of Honey and Jujubee. Yeah.
And there's Chihuahua.
If you've stuck with the show this long, you've already figured out who everybody is. So just keep it to yourself.
I doubt you stuck with the show this long. But if.
For the two listeners out there.
If you stuck with the show this long, email me. I'll give you a gift card.
So, what song are we going to hear next?
Is that Faggot Behind the Drums yet?
Brandon.
He's on work. Oh, hey.
That's why I'm asking them to figure it
out. Vaginally challenged.
This song is called Gone, or what's the full name?
Now That You're Gone.
Now That You're Gone. It's a new song.
What's it about?
Sad things?
The inability of the sun to stop various other meteorological phenomena?
I know.
Yes.
Riku knows everything.
Clearly.
Okay, check.
Check.
Hello. Engines, check. Lights, check. Flux capacitor?
Fully operational.
Y'all check. Ready to pick sticks? Yep. Okay.
I'm the kind of girl who lives on coffee and cigarettes. Sitting here alone now, drowning in my regrets. Now that you're gone, the wind can't stop the sun. Now that you're gone, the sun can't stop the wind. We can't stop each other. Quiet daydreams of ponies and princesses, but the monsters in the dark kept me from laying down my head. You'd hold my hand and play along. I'd fall asleep to your song. Now that get a memory that's only just begun to fade away. While I move on, I fall asleep, although you're gone. Now that you're gone, the wind can't stop the sun. Now that you're gone, the sun can't stop the wind. We can't stop each other.
Very nice. It was pretty good. Despite
yeah. You guys are getting good, really.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks.
We practice sometimes.
Sometimes.
Once in a while.
Obviously.
Things.
Really.
When Jujubee and I are not too busy picking out clothes, we practice music.
And drinking
and when
wine.
You're not too busy drinking wine, you sound good.
Yeah, well, sometimes the wine is there. What are you going to do?
Sometimes the wine sings louder than you.
It's not going to hurt.
Chewy is clearly right. Wine does not drink itself.
So,
except in that movie, The Last Unicorn.
The wine drank the fuck out of itself.
Yeah.
I've never seen that movie.
That movie's
Rene Abajon, also Odo from Star Trek,
one.
Deep
Rene,
Space Nine.
What did you call
and
him?
Benson.
Abajon?
It's another one of my wife's favorite
I thought
movies.
It was Abajon.
Okay. Sure.
I thought it was Pomfou Pierre.
He was not only
that
from Deep Space
French
Nine,
dude.
The Last Unicorn, but also Benson.
Benson.
The
old,
the sitcom
one.
From the
Benson.
80s. Yeah. He was always after Benson's job as lieutenant governor.
I don't know what you're
dick.
Talking about.
Yeah.
Benson,
yeah.
I will
he
have
always
your job.
A dick.
Hey, you know what? I'm not the only person in the room that doesn't know what they're talking about. That's cool.
What?
Sorry.
What are we talking
welcome
about?
Welcome to the podcast.
So this is kind of time for some plugs. Let's do a little recap. We can find you on Facebook at Candy Shop Band.
Yes, and you can also see us on Friday night, which is First Friday with Eric Foreman at the Foxy Olive.
And what time does that usually get started? About 8-ish?
Usually around
9-ish.
8 to 9.
Okay.
Totally. And then April 10th with Goddess and She at the Alley.
Anything else big on your horizon, or is that's it for now?
We'll we are going to be back in the studios here in April, I believe.
So be looking for an album release this summer, maybe.
Maybe.
I love that. I need my own.
Says the sound engineer.
Awesome.
He's happy about it.
It's just a little taste of things to come.
Seriously, I think you just made my nipples hard.
I also want, there's a, you know, I mean, we try to let people know about all the great things in Reno, and honestly, there are multiple things happening in town every night this week.
Excuse me.
We can't get to all of them, but I did want to point out a couple of things. On Wednesday, we have, once again, Loudest Folks Songwriters Showcase out at the Alley in Sparks. Also the same night, the Schizopolitans are playing with some other friends, and we love us
that's
some
a,
Schizopolitans.
That's
Schizopolitans are awesome.
And that's,
watch out for that big
that's
black
gonna
stick.
That's going to be at the Underground with Endif Tamagawa and Drome Clochette.
I love me the Endif.
Yeah.
Wow.
If you're into like fucking Skinny Puppy and Old Brad industrial shit.
Oh, right.
Very cool.
That
fucking
does sound
awesome.
Cool.
I'm down.
The next night on Thursday, we've got the Winter Music Series at the Alley. I'm not sure who's playing this month. That's on
Thursday,
March 1st.
I know that Gone Beyond is playing that night, and Slut Fungus.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
right.
Slut Fungus.
Speaking of different smells, I love those boys. They're coming back soon.
I haven't seen them yet, but I heard their
practice, and I heard all the stuff they're recording for the next CD, and it's going to be awesome. They've gotten hella better. They're like, not that they weren't that good before, but they're fucking rad now.
Yeah.
Oh my
really
god.
Cool.
They're really coming together, and they have a midget bass player.
That's fucking
a real midget, or just somebody really short?
He's a little person,
and he's so and hot as balls. So.
Rad. And then also Saturday Balls night, if you're not into, if you don't necessarily want to see a live show, if you're, you know, an old fart who remembers very fondly the old days of the 80s, go check out Inner Zone this month at the studio on 4th. That's going to be from 9 p.m. till whatever, and you'll have lots of old spinny time records and listening to, you know, your classic industrial music from back in the day.
Dude, from 242.
Yeah, no, Inner Zone, it's a great event. It's a lot of fun. Yeah.
It's so rad.
Also,
oh, and the DJs this month are NDIF, Hyper Karma, and TV One.
Fucking rad.
So yeah, speaking of how
they'll
much
play stuff
Rick
you
want
to hear, like if you request.
I'm also
so cool.
Gonna throw it out there that aside from coming to see us at Foxy Olive on the 2nd and buy me shots, Saturday is actually my birthday, so you should just track me down somewhere in Reno and buy me more shots.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just go to every bar in Reno until you find her.
It's my 5th annual 25th. I should live it up, right?
Use this town like a toilet. It's
going to be a quarter of a century old now, girl.
You're entering your douchebag 30s?
No, I am not. Why does nobody understand how annual works? The first annual 25th was when I actually turned 25.
Oh, okay. Right.
That was,
wrong.
In fact, your first annual 25th. My 5th annual 25th is Saturday.
But
the first annual would
be 26. Because that's the first one that
no, the first annual
the
would be the
annual
25.
25th is when
it's
I actually turn
annual,
25.
It's not annual until you've done it twice.
Then the 26 is nevertheless your second annual 25th.
You're 43.
Okay, you're right.
Aren't birthdays annual by their very nature?
Yes. Fuck off, I'll be 29. Buy me shots. God.
You douchebag 30.
Just hook her up to an IV.
Well, you know what?
I'm way off.
An IV of vodka that's flavored like bubblegum would be just exceptional.
It's crazy to think that you and my mom are so close on the birthdays astrologically, because her birthday is a Sunday coming up too.
I know so many like early March birthdays. March
Hi,
10th,
Mom,
there's a big thing. At Shay's, it's the Pisces birthday. It's like my buddy Brett is in March. And then Sean, Lord Strice, for those of you who
Lord
are
Strice.
In the old Radcliffe days.
Strice,
in March.
Strice is a big part of the Worst World Podcast.
Oh, yeah. Strice totally does the website. What's up, Strice? It's almost Strice's birthday. My good friend Heather's birthday is like 2 days before Strice's birthday.
Ooh,
so.
Don't forget Natalie that didn't make that pie for Rory.
Right. Start a small like fish.
March 13th,
it smells like fish up
it
in March.
Smells like slut fungus.
Bottle that. Hey, punk rock doesn't smell pretty.
Gross.
Failed punk rock apparently doesn't smell pretty.
No, you guys
either.
Smell lovely,
no,
like
smell
candy.
Good.
Yeah, it smells a lot
That's
better
why you're
than
not punk rock.
Well, you did at the beginning of the show. Yeah, right. That was like it was July all over again.
That was some man shit going on.
Dude, there's still candy all over the floor in here, and that just makes me so excited.
That was happy.
That
so,
was
Nick,
the best moment.
Aside from my little tidbits and what the band has coming up ahead, what about you? You've always got like 8 shows
well,
happening.
I'm going to go check out Pixie Stick in the candy shop on Friday at the Foxy Olive.
Sweet.
For sure.
And I hope you're there.
And then
be awkward.
Really, I don't know. This weekend's Primus. I'm not going
yeah,
to that.
Primus.
But
yeah,
everybody
yeah.
who's going, have a good show.
Have a good time. Tell them they suck for us.
Yeah. And but the exciting news is I got a couple really cool
Chewy
things going
on. Chewy has a knife
on.
And can cut that pixie stick
yeah,
open
you
for
you. Yeah,
you
want to fight?
Oh. Sorry, that's how I open my pixie stick.
Cherry Bear has... and Dogwater have
come out with the brand new shiny.
Shiny new black record by Present.
It's
Woo,
so
Present.
Pretty and stately yeah. and simple. Like the
it's
like the Cure's concert
stately.
Album cover
10 songs.
Kind of.
We're probably going to sell them for $5. So it's 50 cents a song.
Which one?
And it's such a great album.
We're going to try to have a listening party in March and then April 13th.
And will it
is
be it available for download?
CD release. And yeah, we're going to make it available. Now that I have it, I can throw it on the Reverb Nation and all
and just
that
get
stuff.
It out there yeah. now. Yeah.
Yeah, get it out there digitally before the actual CD release. Second thing I got is the Mary Anarchy lineup this year for May.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh, wait, this is a preview?
Yeah, there's Ooh. A preview of what we got. Okay, so first off, top of the list, Gunshot Liquor is 99% on this.
Nobody likes
Yay.
Them.
Fat Couch is about 80%.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, I had heard about this.
The real Fat
Dude.
Couch?
Right.
With Pete Tiffany?
Yeah.
Pete will come back to
yeah,
town.
Yeah, it's the only time we'll do it is if Pete's here. Scott's like thinking it's a nightmare, but if Pete's here,
if
he'll
Pete's
probably
here, he'll
talk him into it. Yeah.
You're goddamn right.
Oh, that'd be so
So with that, we have Present Bands That Live, Memory Motel, Liver Scars, Big Remote, Blunderbuss, Present, Harvest and the Hunt, Red Mercury, the firebombing, Elephant Rifle, Pinky Polansky, Gunner's Daughter, the Canes, the Hardways, speaking of, Candy Shop, Reno, We Have a Problem, Decoy, Betty Rocker, Aversion Therapy, Hella Acapella, Joni Blindman, Spike and Jackson, Mallory Mishler, and Tommy Plunkett.
And so, all of it hosted by yours truly, the Reverend Rory Dowd.
This is right here.
Okay, well, it might be easier to mention who's not playing.
Real quick then, Nick.
Well, there's
is
a lot of people
fact...
who aren't playing. Like, we usually had Kate Cotter and Grace every year, but I was just so full. I was like, and nobody got back to me, you know? Like, all these people got back to me and were like,
yeah,
we're
it
playing.
Was kind of first come, first serve. Yeah.
Nick, everybody was that in fact playing. All of your bands?
Well, of course, all my bands
okay.
are playing.
Just making sure that, in fact, all of your bands are
it's,
playing.
You know, it's a little.
I hate to have one left out.
It's a
every single one.
Well, here's every the thing is like, one. Since. The firebombing said, well, we're playing for sure. And Pinky's like, we're playing for sure. Well, I Liver Scars is a no-brainer, right?
Source,
the only guy who's not there already is Ron, and he'll be like, well, I don't have any other bands.
I'll show up.
Play.
Yeah.
There's going to be a big audience. I'm there. Right before a fucking gunshot. Sweet,
right.
So,
good times. No, I'm looking forward to it this year. I think we're going to have a
nice
like big event.
Sounds like a pretty fucking awesome show.
Yeah. Can we have more mic noise?
Yes.
Well, that was my. She just came back. I mean, sorry. That was my lovely wife, Kit Kat, coming back from the bathroom.
Did Room we give again. You enough mic noise, or would you like some more?
Thank y'all. Yeah.
How was the shower?
All right. Well,
tell me you peed in his shower. Tell me you peed in the shower.
It was lovely.
Are you guys going to play one more song for us to take us out here?
I think we totally would like to.
Is that the plan?
If you guys don't object.
Let's play Damage Control.
All right.
Well, all right. Wait. So
I'll plug my shit when I get back next month.
Oh, yeah. You're going to be gone for a while.
Oh, let's let Chewy
plug shit. And everybody, we are going to unfortunately be missing next week as far as a live show, but we will have a best of episode cobbled together
from
previous episodes.
As far as what
episodes.
I did last weekend and what I'm doing this weekend, I'll just get to that some other time.
Chewy, we all desperately want to know about your weekend.
Don't worry about it.
That's what the first part of the show is for, what you did last weekend.
I know. Before you got to me, you skipped to something else. But
You did.
You didn't talk loud enough then.
What's going on this weekend, dude?
Doesn't matter. You guys covered it.
Chewy, stop being a dick.
Sports, so.
Yeah, is there
I know I was
going to
do that, but don't worry about it.
Oh, wait, but it's almost baseball season.
It is almost baseball
and
season.
And I love
that
baseball.
Be really good.
Baseball
so
is my favorite
while,
sport.
Talk while Pixie 6 setting up.
Yeah, tell us about the sports.
Yeah, you got those nice pink cards. They match Candy Shop.
No,
they are very pink.
Thursday, President's playing with a couple of really fucking good bands. A band called Junius out of Boston that's a really great metal band.
Red.
And also another band called Harvest and the Hunt who kicks ass.
Yeah,
and Jub Jub's on Thursday, so I was going to recommend doing that if you have nothing else to do on
very
Thursday
cool.
night.
Fuck yes.
Yep, that's it.
That's it?
Can we give you some more mic noise there?
There's
oh, Jesus.
Oh, and also, like
I,
last week, I recommended going to see the high school state basketball tournament, and it was fucking awesome, and I spent 16 hours at Lawler Event Center between Friday and Saturday.
Rad.
I saw all 8 state championship games, and I can tell you there's some pretty fucking awesome shit
talented
going on.
Talented kids
state
out there.
Absolutely.
Nice. Yep. Good to know.
All right.
Margie, your mic made a loud noise. Does this still work?
Say something.
Hello?
Okay, just double checking.
Is it me you're looking for?
That loud click was...
I also ran into John. A bit of honey.
Superhero identities are so
I'm
hard.
I'm so sorry. I can't remember your regular names, let alone your fake names.
And you're the sober one.
Right.
Eric, I would like to point out you misspelled 3 of the 5 band members' names on your board. You misspelled Margie, John, and Maya.
I believe they are spelled
Oh, but he got
correct.
Cheyenne right?
Well, I wrote
Chaya.
Instead of bass,
no,
it says
Chaya.
Instead of bass, it says balls. So I didn't even spell that right. I'm sorry.
Bowels. Mr. Harry Bowels.
John, I always thought you were like a J-O-N kind of guy. I don't know why.
I am a J-O-N kind of guy. But you wrote an H.
You put an H on the board.
I did?
You
never do that.
You typed it in the computer correctly.
In the computer, it's right. Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, play a song.
Let's play some music.
My lips as it hangs.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you all so much for being here. That was some pretty good tunes. Everybody, please go check them out on the internet. And I guess this is the end of another wonderful, wonderful episode of the Worst Little Podcast in the World. For Nick Ramirez, Josh Martin, and Rick Spagnola, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd signing off and saying good night, ladies.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Down the morning, I have a happiness that